Compared to a small press, a web press can print more pages at one time. Example, the one at DPS Ohio can print 26,000 pages in an hour, or 260,000 in 8 to 10 hours. So it can save a lot of time, effort, and but you know, in installing and having this machine, it needs a lot of big capital. I mean, a lot of initial investment. But I think in the long run, it will help us in the Philippines, because as I'm thinking, the shipment and all the things that needs to be done before Bibles were shipped, it also cost a lot, thousands of dollars. So if this happens, this Bible printing ministry will be the first in the Philippines. Amen. So I praise God for that opportunity, especially with the help of this church. I believe God has a miracle, he can supply the land and the building. So please pray for that. And actually, my travel is my one purpose, and that's in my heart, is to know more about these big machines, so that at the time that we will vacate the property of Brother Nene, I have a sufficient knowledge and planning beforehand what we will do in the future as God prosper the ministry. So you have been a part of that ministry, and for me it's a real blessing. I would like to share to you some things about from the book of Chronicles, Second Chronicles. I'll just read, follow with your eyes. I will read 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 1 to 3. And I'll jump to verse 20 and 21. And 25. Yeah, because it's a long chapter. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, with them other beside the Ammonites, and they came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria, on the whole Debi and Hazzoth Tamar, which is in Gedi." And Jehoshaphat feared, and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And I'll jump to 20. "And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, 'Hear me, O Judah, and inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper.' And we had consulted with the people and appointed singers to the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, 'Praise the Lord for his mercy, endure it forever.'" Verse 25. "And when Jephthah and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they strave upon themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much." Let us pray. Lord, give me the knowledge and wisdom as I share this passage of the Bible. May this help every one of us to continue and serve you in a more fruitful way. And let the Spirit guide me and my words. Bless us all in Jesus' name. Amen. I would like to share to you the subject of the effects of biblical fasting. This topic is I believe it's a part of Christian's spiritual victory, but it is seldom taught in the churches, even in the Philippines. And I believe that it can help us if we have, if we practice individually or as a church. To some, it is a controversial topic because they don't know what to do during fasting because it's really a sacrifice. And there are a lot of discomfort. There are more than 20 discomfort if you are not really prepared for the fasting. The headache, the stomach ache, some things like that. But there is no verse in the Bible that hinders the teaching or preaching about this topic. But I believe also in what Paul said, I declared unto you all the counsel of God. Since fasting is one of the subject mentioned in the Bible, I believe it's also fair and good that at least Christians can hear and try to determine if he needs to fast. But for me, I am very much convinced that the effects mentioned in the passages all throughout the Bible can happen to us even at this time. I mean, it's still effective because fasting together with prayer is an intense kind of level of spirituality that we need to attain, especially in times of trouble or whatever problems that we have. When we look at our passage, my number one point is God can even help a nation. When we say a nation, it's a big group of people like Judah or Israel. So on a national level, God can give victory from evil forces. If we look at the passage, King Jehoshaphat had a miraculous victory against the threat of foreign army from Ammonites, Moabites, and from the army of Mount Seir. But if you look at the verse of chapter 20, he is like us. He has fears. It says, Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. This is the right response of a Christian. If you fear something that it seems or the problem is out of control and there's no solution at hand, then we have to seek the Lord. But he was not content with just seeking or praying to the Lord. As a king, he can proclaim anything. And the good thing he proclaimed was a fast, a fasting. To make the long story short, we can find that they really had a fast. I don't know how many days they had fasted, but God gave them a victory, and it is the only record in the Bible wherein they did nothing against their enemies. God intervened. God made a miracle because the enemies fought each other and were killed, all of them. And what happened, when they saw the dead bodies in the battlefield, they just took away all the precious jewels. For me, the spoil in the Bible represents the answered prayer. Now, since we are not soldiers in like U.S. Army, U.S. Navy, U.S. Marines, so for me, the picture of the battler, if you are victorious with that battle, you have an answered prayer. Whatever is the answer, It is your victory. And I can see that every problem has a blessing behind. But sometimes we are not looking at the blessing that will happen. We just keep looking on the problem, and it seems God is smaller than the problem. That's why there needs to be a time that we have to focus on God. We have to go away from the material things, and we have to embrace the invisible God. At a certain point of our time, that's fasting, so that we can realize and we can, like Jehoshaphat, experience a miracle in our life. There are many passages also mentioning fasting. The Queen Esther, mentioned in the book of Esther, the nation of Nineveh, during the preaching of Prophet Jonah. But in my research and reading the books, this is what I found also from the book. One book stands alone, page 329. It happened in America. Here's the story. I will read three paragraphs. In the early spring of 1877, Minnesota farmers surveyed their lands, dreading the first horde of locusts that had caused such widespread destruction the summer before. Another such plague threatened to destroy Minnesota's rich wheatlands, spilling ruin for thousands of families. So it was about Minnesota. I don't know how far is Minnesota from New York, but I believe many of you know where is Minnesota. Suddenly, Governor John E. Spilsbury proclaimed April 26th a day of fasting and prayer, urging that every man, woman, and child ask divine help. A strange hush fell over the land as Minnesotans solemnly assembled to pray. The next morning, the sun rose in cloudless skies. Temperatures soared to midsummer heat. The people looked up at the skies in wonder, and to their horror, the warm earth began to stir the dreaded insects. This was a strange answer. As I analyzed the story, this temperature helped the locusts to come out of their eggs, or it makes them active during this time if there's a certain temperature. 3 days passed. The unseasonable heat hatched out a vast army of locusts that threatened to engulf the entire Northwest. It seems a wrong answer from God, because the locusts that appeared hatched. God should have sent some like fire or or some kind of things so that they will be dead immediately, but it's not that. God works another way. Then on the fourth day, the sun went down in a cold sky, and that night, frost gripped the earth. What happened? Most of the locusts were destroyed as surely as a fire had swept them away. So God made the locusts to hatch and then kill them on the fourth day. That was a miracle. When summer came, the wave tall and green, April 26 went down in history as the day on which a people's prayer had been answered. So these things happened in America in the year 1877. So God can help a nation. I believe if only the leaders of America are true Christians and will unite into prayer and fasting, God will solve the problems. But if not, God can still work among the churches and the individual. I will go down to the next point. On the church level, there is a breakthrough for missions. the true purpose of the true Bible believing churches in the practical term is to multiply missionaries. Amen. Workers, churches, buildings and facilities or improvement are good goals and means, but they should always collaborate with the Great Commission. It's a something that even in America, even in England, where churches, good building, strong build, durable buildings, as I read from the news, that being bought by the Muslims and converted into a mosque because no more people using it, no more Christians worshipping. I believe buildings are good places for worship. But I think the people, the question, where are the people? In the book of Acts 13, 1 to 3, we can find that there's a church in Antioch that had a prayer and fasting. And as they gathered, the verse 2 says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called him. Acts 13:3. And when they had fasted and prayed, laid their hands on them and sent them away. From this chapter unto the last chapter of the book of Acts, we can see the good hand of the Lord in the life of Paul and Barnabas. There's only one direct record that Paul was involved in a prayer and fasting, only in this verse, Acts 13. But Paul claimed that he fasted often. 2 Corinthians 11 and in 2 Corinthians 6, 4 to 5. He claimed to fast. But he did not mention how many times. He uses only the word that often. So I believe Paul, why God used him mightily, because he believed in prayer and fasting. And I believe also, because of his background as a Pharisee, we know that Pharisees fast weekly. As he was already used to it, he make it more profitable to him. And I believe as a missionary, he felt it was necessary for him to do prayer and fasting. That's why many churches or mission works were started with Paul as the founder or the pioneer. So, starting from the church of Antioch, churches were started. Many churches were started. And we know that from the book of Antioch, they carried from them the true Bible. The true Bible. And I believe in my research of the Bibles that the King James Textos line was spread by Paul and these churches that believe in prayer and fasting. So this is my point of this too. That so that churches will continue to have breakthrough or means victory for missions, I believe there's a time that missionaries, workers, pastors, evangelists should engage in fasting. And I thank God that many pastors in the Philippines had learned about that. And although some do not believe in it, but those who believe in it, God experienced victory. God let them have a victory. Number three, I would like to emphasize the personal level, from the national to the church level to the personal level. There are many possibilities if a Christian engages in fasting. We'll look at Isaiah 58. In the book of Isaiah 58, verse 8, this is the fasting chapter. If you look at it, if you read it as a whole chapter, you will know that it speaks about the right motive of fasting. But I would like to read verse 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. Even fasting, it seems awkward to believe that fasting can give you good health. Because there are, as I said, there are many discomforts during fasting, but with my research and on experience and the experiences by the Christians where I counseled them to have a real prayer and fasting, I believe this passage is very literal. Then health is physical. But we look at first the spiritual. The spiritual victory about person. Like Christ, we can have victory against the devil, as mentioned in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. And in Matthew 17, 20 to 21, God, the Lord said, how be it? In verse 21, this kind cannot come forth but by prayer and fasting. The Lord is saying that even if you have already faith, there are times in your life that prayer is not enough. There should be prayer coupled with fasting. Because only at that time, at that moment, the devil will come out. Especially if the problem is a demonic problem or satanic caused problem. And I believe that the devil is trying to break Christian families through many kind of means, bad habits or kinds of worldliness. But if a husband or a wife will try to seek the Lord with fasting and prayer, I believe all problems can be solved. Yeah, I really believe. If all Christians, all believers will come to that level and individually will come to the Lord to try to analyze what is happening. So that's the personal, spiritual level. The intellectual, emotional side. Victory against pride. David said, I humbled my soul with fasting. One of the good motive, and it should be our motive, is the motive of David. He said, I humbled my soul with fasting. Psalm 35, verse 13. We know that Satan failed because of pride. And pride can harm the proud. Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goeth before destructions. One of the causes of the breaking of the families is pride. No one seems to be humble. No one is practicing humility. And even John, in his word, in his 1 John chapter 2, 15 to 16, it says about pride. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So if we want to have victory against the world is trying to influence our mind, actually, our mind and emotion. Television, radio, newspaper, magazine, books are trying to mold our minds against the will of the Lord, against the word of the Lord. That's why it is very important from time to time that we have to seek counsel from pastor, prayer. If the trouble does not go away, we have to engage in prayer and fasting so that we ourselves can experience the benefit of victory against the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Also, another thing about the personal aspect that may happen to a person against fasting is the physical thing. The physical. I believe it includes even the freedom from addiction. You know, some, like if you are addicted to cigarette, I read in some books that nicotine that can help you calm your mind. Why is sometimes a person is not calm? Because his mind is full of trouble, full of things that makes him stressful and troubled and fearful. And the nicotine, alcohol, drugs can, for a period of time, can make him calm. But the solution is only for a certain period. Actually, drugs, alcohol, nicotine will destroy the body. That's why I'm promoting in the Philippines that pastors will teach this kind of passage, this subject, so that Christians will be aware. Because it seems to me that even if you don't have this kind of vice with alcohol, cigarette, or drugs, some people are addicted to salty foods, sweet foods or sugary foods. This is kind of addiction also that Christians must face. But since Isaiah 58 verse 8 mentions about health, and this is what I found, that even John in his letter, 3 John verse 2, mentioned about a balanced life. He said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Soul prospereth means the spiritual side. But he mentioned about two things, the material side and the physical side. That thou mayest prosper, that's, I believe, financial. And be in health, that's physical. Even as thy soul prospereth, it means the spiritual side of every Christian, like Gaius. Even Proverbs 4, verse 22, it mentions about health. If we believe in the Bible, I believe there are many things that the Bible can give us peace. Amen? Peace. Sometimes we are sick because we are full of troubles, and when we are stressed with many things, daily things, or even routine, or even the job, business, will give us stress. And even the Lord is mentioning that in Luke 21:34, that stress or cares of this life can harm the body. And I was asking the Lord, why it's only mentioned in the book of Luke? And I realized that Luke was a doctor. And there are many terms or passages that mention about medical conditions in the book of Luke. And this is one of the passages, Luke 21:34. Christ mentioned about surfeiting, drunkenness, and the third thing is cares of this life. Cares of this life will result of stress. And I realized that many of the sickness that we have is caused by stress. Stress can result to insomnia or many other things. It happened to me many years ago. I did not realize it at first, but a doctor said, Pastor, be calm. God cannot use you anymore if your mind is not calm. Just relax. Take it easy. There's a time for everything. And as I recalled, there was really some happening in my life that I was worried a lot. It was the time that the New Testament was about to be published, and I was always thinking, oh Lord, is there money so that we can complete the publishing of the New Testament? Plus, the wrong kind of foods and drinks. That's what I realized. And after getting from the darkest days of my life, that was almost 2 years. And I realized that when you are at the lowest point of your life, if you are really sick, if you are stressed, the devil will try to put you down. When I was sick, many kinds of depressing thoughts, negative thoughts, evil thoughts came to my mind. One of the thoughts that I cannot forget is, leave the project, leave that project, leave the project. What does it mean? I will leave the Bible translation project. Every time I have that panic attack, the shortness of breath, the palpitation, I will hide in my room, wondering why I am afraid, why I was afraid. For about 2 months, I cannot leave the house without my wife. The more I studied about books of health, I realized that was, I experienced a stress. I had insomnia and so many things. And I realized also with the wrong foods that I eat. And after 2 years, I said to the Lord, Lord, how can I endure? Or how can I survive this project? It's not yet complete. I want it to be completed. Where in the Bible, a subject or a topic that you put in my heart, and I will believe it. I will do it regularly. Then the Lord led me to these passages about fasting. He said, do a regular fasting. Then the Lord led me to many books about fasting. And this I realized that fasting can really help us calm. And I believe fasting is the best way to manage stress. Because stress can come from the devil. Or the problem can come from the devil, or just from the human beings, or the works that we are doing. So because we cannot realize that all things are complicated, so we need to have a rest about things that we eat. So from 2004, since 2004, I myself engage in a monthly kind of fasting, water fasting, and I make a proclamation to the church that every first Sunday of the month we should have a prayer and fasting in the church. Everybody can fast before that Sunday, but on a Sunday afternoon we pray from 1 to 4. And on 4 o'clock p.m., we will break the fasting and we will eat fruits. Those are the monthly fast that we have. And there are so many kinds of results that I will say this for the glory of God. Just for the glory of God. Because there were many things that we enjoyed personally. Personal victories. Even the medical or the health issues were solved because of fasting. And I believe Isaiah 58 verse 8, thine help shall spring forth speedily. So fasting, why fasting can help, it's what I learned. Fasting is a rest to the body. When your body rests from eating, drinking, some organs also will relax. And at a certain period, during fasting, your body will cleanse itself. When a body is overwhelmed with toxins from any kind of sources, it will get sick. That's why our first question, if we are sick, we should ask the Lord. Not to run to the doctor. Don't immediately go to the doctor because you are sick. I think the best way thing for us to do is, Lord, what is the lesson for this? Why I'm sick? There was a time in my life that after breakfast, I was translating the Bible and I get dizzy and I said, Lord, I just had a breakfast. Why don't I have the energy and mind to proceed? What's wrong with what I eat? I believe that when we have breakfast, we have the energy to do the work. But I think there's something wrong with what I eat. Then I realized later on that there was really something wrong with what I ate. So, to make the long story short, I avoided some kind of foods that is not good for health. And there were times that I just fast and I translate. And I can concentrate more during fasting than with the times that I am eating. So for me, that's a personal, physical victory. So there are many things that I can mention about this, but for me, I am really convinced. Fasting is also, we can see it in the nature. Like, it's like this. The low tide and the high tide of the sea. One purpose that I realize is the low tide and the high tide of the ocean helps the cleansing the rivers, the shore. There are many dead things in the waterways. But with this low tide and the high tide, the dirt were washed away and cleansed in the ocean. And the same kind of principle, if our body will rest, it will get cleansed. It rests from eating, it will get cleansed. But I believe if your body is always on high tide, I mean, if it's always full of eating, full of foods, you will get sick. That's what I learned from many travels, even the Philippines and America, that the people that don't know what's in their food are the people who are really sick. Before my travel here, I went to 3 churches in Luzon. I was invited to teach about fasting and proper diet. All of the 3 pastors has kind of sickness. And if they will not stop their lifestyle, they will be dead before they reach 60. They have hypertension, diabetes, TB, or some kind of diseases that is common. But I believe can be prevented with fasting, regular fasting. Fasting can help you also with your occupation, with a promotion, like Nehemiah. Nehemiah did not plan to be promoted, but eventually he was promoted from being a cupbearer to become a governor of Jerusalem. He didn't plan it. But the Lord gave him the privilege from a routinary job to a very challenging job. Isn't that a blessing? Because being a cupbearer, he has no influence to the people. But when the Lord answered his prayer that he will go back to Jerusalem to repair the wall of Jerusalem, he was put in a position that he can influence people to serve the Lord. So I believe when you engage in this kind of life, there will be a promotion. God will give you a promotion. I mean, God will put you in such a position that you can influence more people. You can counsel more people. You can teach more people. Not really as a pastor, missionary, or evangelist, but you will become a blessing to many people because of your wisdom, because of your knowledge, because of the blessings that God will give to you. Also, intervention, the personal intervention that God will give you through protection and making wise decision. Israel had no problem with himself. He has no sickness. But Israel feared, because if they travel back to Jerusalem without gold and silver, thieves or robbers might meet them in the way or during the journey. So as the passage says that he was ashamed to ask soldiers for their guards, he was forced to proclaim a prayer and fasting by the riverside. Sometimes our timidity can lead us to this situation that we have no person to help us, but only God. But the good thing is that God will intervene. And they were victorious and they were successful in their journey. There was no harm. And all the gold and silver were saved and were used for the temple in Jerusalem. Also with this financial problem, I believe that when you engage in fasting can help you with your financial problem. It's very practical. Why? Because if you do not eat, there's no expense. This is the most practical side. Well, you don't have expenses. If there's no expense, then you can save money. If you can save money regularly, because if you engage in a regular prayer and fasting, then you can use that for your dream, your important project in your home, your family, or your desire for the church. And since God will bless you more with your sacrifice of prayer and fasting, then you will have more financial blessings. Yeah, I believe that's really true. Because there was a member of the church. This is a testimony. First, this lady, while she was single, experienced a so-called migraine. Until she was married, she has migraine. Then as I gained more knowledge about this health, I taught her to eat vegetables, and because she was just eating meat. So I said, eat vegetables, do prayer and fasting. So later she learned, because I tried to mix this fasting and health in almost every message. I tried to squeeze a point that they need to do it. And somehow there was a time that she was convinced and she was challenged to do fasting. And praise God, with that recurring kind of migraine, now she has no more migraine. And she is now eating vegetables, which was a loathsome kind of activity for her before. But now she likes it. She's healthy. when she started coming to the church, they're very poor, and it seems she cannot give even a tithe. But later on, she learned to give a tithe. Then she learned to give for missions, because I always emphasize supporting missions. Until now in our church, we had no mission conference, but praise God, we are supporting more than 40 Filipino missionaries going abroad. Cambodia, Vietnam, Laos, Hong Kong, China, Tanzania, Haiti, Sri Lanka, Russia. Our support is not much, but this is the best that we can do. And this lady, if you look at them, they have no money. But the grace of God is working in her life. And later on, I'll realize she had an offering which is 70%. Because when you look at the tithe, what is her tithe? The same with mission offering. We have lot offering. We have vehicle offering. We have many kinds of offering for different needs. Plus a pastor's offering. I mean, direct offering for me. And it totals to, in percentage, it's 70%. And I can say, wow. If only all people will learn about this, many blessings will come to us. That's the grace of God. That's the grace of God in our life. So they are not rich, they are not millionaire, but God gave them the financial, promotion or success so that they can live day to day. She's just a washer, washing clothes, that's her business, washing clothes. Most families in the Philippines has no washing machine, so sometimes they will hire washing hands. Washing hands, so that's her job, almost daily. But I have to give you a tip of the fasting and breaking. The devil, remember, the devil will try to fight your prayer life. And the most hated kind of prayer life the devil hates is prayer and fasting. That's why the devil will put fear in your mind, and he will say to you, you will be dead. You will get sick if you fast. But you should overcome that fear, because that's not true. It's a lie. For the sake of record, this is my testimony. Since 2004, I committed to the Lord to fast every month. And for 7 years, for the sake of record, as an experiment myself, I did not make the record to boast myself or to be proud of myself, but just to make a record that I will live. I can live by the grace of God. For 7 years, I totaled 360.5 days of fasting within 7 years. And I told the people, I'm still living or dying. Look at me. If you look at that 360.5 days, it means it's almost a year. In 7 years, I'm not eating. I just drink water in those 360.5 days. And the sickness that had been did not return. And I'm able to work or to do more for the Lord. That's for the glory of the Lord. This record, my personal record, is an evidence, is my testimony to the people there in the Philippines that you should not fear doing the prayer and fasting you should know more about the preparations and the breaking, because nobody was killed, or no, if your fasting is proper. Don't do a political fast. When I say political fast, you're angry to the government, like down with Obama, down with Obama, down with Obama, and you fast for 1 month because you're angry with Obama. That's a political fast. Fasting should make us humble. Fasting should temper our attitude, habit, character. And in fasting, it will help you calm and this anger. The generation that is most angry, always fighting. Angry can harm us physically. It's one of the many causes of sickness that we have. It gives stress to the body, to the mind. So, since the Bible speaks nothing about regular fasting, but I believe with the kind of life of Paul, he did have a regular fasting. So today, in our present time, I believe it's a healthy thing if you fast 3 to 6 days or 3 to 7 days a month. It's a healthy thing because, as I said, it is a rest and it's also a cleansing time to the body. You may say, Pastor, I have a job. I have a job that requires strength. Yes, you can fast partially. I call it partial fasting, which is just eating fruits. Eat fruits in the morning, eat fruits in the lunch, during lunch, eat fruits during supper. And that's called fasting because you are avoiding many kind of foods, but you're just eating raw, which is usually fruits or vegetable. But that kind of diet is very healthy for a certain period. Me, myself, I experienced 40 days of fruit fasting last year. 40 days. And the testimony is, within the first week, I lost 4 kilos. No exercise. I still have my work. The computer, sitting. I'm eating a lot of fruits. Breakfast, lunch, supper, plus the snacks. But I reduced in my weight. In 2 weeks' time, I lost 8 kilos. But after 2 weeks, I controlled my eating so that I will not lose more weight, because it's dangerous if you lose more weight. So I ate some kind of fruits that will maintain my weight. So that's a testimony that even a partial fasting can help and maintain your body. So I hope these things help us, and I hope that with this information can help you think more. I'm not convincing you because only God can convince you, but I believe God will guide you in doing this later on. For me, I practice fasting since 1995. And with this time, length of time, I'm convinced that God can really use us, even if our food is little or even without food. God can use us. And we can do things that even without food. I mean, even with little things, we can do the ministry of God. So, and the one thing that helped me survive or even enjoy the blessings of God is the regular fasting. Because my work is really stressful. I will say, I am a pastor. At this full time. Then I am translator, and it's a full time. How about that? Two jobs at a time. And I'm trying to help other pastors, trying to distribute, trying to give. And sometimes I cannot give. So that's a pressure to me, with nothing to give. But I have desire to give. But the Lord gave me these principles that I should do this. Well, if I can do nothing, then that's the beginning of what the Lord can do in our lives. When we embrace the invisible, when we live the tangible things, the visible things, God will start to do something that is not within our mind or capacity. That's only when we engage in prayer and fasting. Amen. Lord, thank you for the message. Thank you for the passages. And may this truth help us guide our lives.